Council, go ahead and call me in order. Like Ed said, we have some impacts around here, so somebody will introduce themselves.
So you should be telling me where you are.
Sean Hayden, Lisa Long.
Valerie Cochran, Mindot.
Craig Hilton, with NPL.
Shane Stevens, Mindot.
Sean Wilson, Mindot.
Matt Schreefer, NPL.
Mike Daniel, with Patrick and the Chamber.
Thomas Lewis, KYTC.
Andy Devine, with KYTC.
And Paul, with KYTC.
Terry, with KYTC.
Pam Ross, with NPL.
James Morris, with Mindot.
Chris Lawrence, KYTC.
Gary Valentine, KYTC.
Susan Miller, with KYTC.
Aaron Schreefer, NPL.
Laura Lamb.
And Larry Thomas, KYTC.
I'm John Sol, County Engineer. First item we've got on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. I'll see if I can change for you, though, and so if there is a motion to approve. A motion is there, second. Got a motion, second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got old business, project update.
In the new format, this project update, we're only including those projects that are showing significant improvements since the last meeting. And interesting feedback, this was showing all the projects that have been added in the improvement and on. So, starting off with Vanderburg County project, we only see grids over 50 feet. The upcoming work, it continues to move. The upcoming work includes street lights and guardrail installation and the approach to rail and paving. Still estimated to be complete by the time of the time. So we have Delaware Bridge. Preliminary field check has been scheduled for September 8th. Temple Road widening. Construction phase 2 between Shoreham Drive and Temple Stone Drive is expected to begin by late September 11th and they have to be open by late September 11th. And then Green River Road. 28 parcels are currently being appraised. Railway engineering is being done at 14 parcels. The approval of the train will be for more parcels will be requested at September 15th. And then the I-69 corridor, the Ohio River crossing, the request for proposals for the NEPA document preparation is listed to the NDOT webpage on 8/25/16 and responses to 8/9/13.
Anybody have any questions regarding the project?
I-69, sounds like there may be some issues in the replacement piece. Should we discuss that now?
I'm not familiar with any issues, there's not.
So, what I think
you should maybe just kind of talk about that process?
Sure.
Yeah.
Any questions? Moving on to the next item, in business, we have some quick amendments to the project.
We have several quick amendments this month. I will add that we've got a little bit of additional information to the memo here indicating that the public review and comment period was published from August 18th through the 31st, and we did receive no comments on these quick amendments. The interagency air quality consultation group has also consulted regarding the proposed amendment and deemed that no air quality conformity determination was necessary and remote consistent constraints with the proposed amendment has been confirmed. Fiscal constraint for state projects is established with each state's tip. Here are two amendments. The first is requested by METS, which is DES number 160120 from the service at operating assistance for new Sunday service in fiscal 17, 18, and 19. Annual cost $411,000 each year, and that is 80-20 split between CMAQ federal funding and a local match. The second also from METS is Lynch Walnut Evening Service at operating assistance for a new evening service in fiscal year 17. Route cost $144,000. That's from this CMAC also with a 50-50 split, $72,000 each. KYTC requested some amendments, refers to US 60, and these are relative to revised KYTC outlet. Now I'm trying to make sure that we're on the same page with what we need to be. US 61 is approved from West to finish the community college, KY 425, provides construction schedule from 16 to 17. Construction costs have changed there, $5.5 million. That's federal SCP funds and a soft match of public toll credits, which will, I believe, trickle across the variety of KYTC projects. There are toll credits providing a match. US 60, bridge replacement over Green River, revised utility schedule from fiscal 16 to fiscal 17, revised construction schedule from fiscal 16 to 17, and costs from $10 million to $14 million. Again, to the soft match and federal bridge program funding that project. US 60, bridge replacement over Green River, this is the same project, revised construction schedule from 17 to 18, and costs from $15 million to $6 million in that fiscal year. Again, federal bridge program and Kentucky toll credit. The next one's going to add phase for construction. This is again that US 60 bridge project. Bridge replacement on the Green River add construction in fiscal year 19. This says cost of $6 million, and that's actually a title of that's $5 million. The total project cost for that program has not been changed. It's just split up over 3 years as opposed to 2 years as it was in the prior review of the project. US 41, Kentucky intersection upgrade of Kentucky 812, dedicated to providing turn lanes and signal updates, provides right-of-way utility schedule from 16 to 17, right-of-way costs from $250,000 to $50,000, provides utility costs from $250,000 to $100,000, provides construction schedule from 17 to 18, construction costs remain the same. US 41, intersection of Wolfville Road, intersection improvement project for safety, provides right-of-way and utility schedule from 16 to 17, revised right-of-way cost from $150,000, utility cost remains the same at $100,000, again, federal SCP funds, and a soft match for toll credits. The next request were from the City of Henderson, Walking Lane, upgrade with wide lanes, curb gutter, and sidewalk from US 60 to the city limits, revised and preliminary engineering schedule from fiscal 16 to 17, the cost $380,000. That does have a local match, $304,000 in federal SCP funds, and $76,000 local match. Also on Walton Lane, bridge replacement project, replace the existing bridge with box culvert and guardrail, provide utility schedule from fiscal 16 to 17, utility costs $15,000, and DCP federal funding and local match. The last request was Ward County, Ward County Bridge Inspection, countywide bridge inspection for inventory program has the preliminary engineering funding for this project in fiscal year 18 to 19. Fiscal 18 cost on $49,760. This is an 80-20 match there between bridge funds and local program costs. And then 2019 cost $22,560, and then split between federal and local. Any questions?
There are no questions. Is there a motion for approval of the amendments?
Second. All in favor of approval of the amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we have the administrative modification.
The last administrative modification we have here is a request from KYTP, US 41 project installation of high friction surface on US northbound US 41 from mile point 20.090 to mile point 20.290 at project 4 construction in fiscal year 2016 under the group project provision that covers pavement resurfacing, restoration, rehabilitation project. And this was a safety project, $140,000 in safety funds, and again, the Kentucky toll credit soft match. And I don't need a motion to
do it. I'll some comments. We'll move on to the next item, which is call for project for fiscal year 2017.
Who last month, I brought to you for approval section 5310-6339 application, which you approved on August 19th. We sent out the call for projects for section 53 projects, and we're asking applications to be returned to us by Friday, September 30th. We sent it out to Met Arts and a few of the nonprofits, and this is the project specific to transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. It's also on the website if you want to look there. And we will be making a section 5339 call later on using the same application process.
Any questions tonight about that? Being done, that's the item on the agenda. It's public comment.
I know we introduced himself, but I want to introduce him by the way. He's our new chief fiscal manager for District 3. So we'll be here on the policy from now on, but I want to just not really everybody meeting.
It's important to everybody in case you missed it in the newspaper. Earlier this year, the Indiana General Assembly and Government enacted House Bill 1001, which created a local road and bridge matching grant program that they call Community Crossing. It's managed through the Indiana Department of Transportation, and earlier, 6 weeks ago, it was announced that Southern Indiana received $49 million in road and bridge funds. All of that, about $3.5 million, are coming to the locals that are in the other entities in the area, and one of the requirements to apply for funding, if you're applying for bridges to the road, is that you had an asset management, an asset inventory, and a management plan. And if you recall from previous meetings, the Evansville NGO partnered with our local FTA, so we put together a region management system. And so that system was, we were able to use the information from that system to provide the supporting documentation for the application. And in case you're interested, again, the locals got $3.5 million just in this year alone, and the regional pavement management system cost in the federal funding is $400,000, and the locals provided $100,000. So the locals, $100,000, that's what they've already gotten to the company. We'll be working with the local region inventory system flexibly, so that each year that this matching grant program is provided as an opportunity, we'll have the information of the other people for their application.